sport or field. So when it comes to choosing tires, let Goodyear.com help you choose what's best.
Goodyear, more driven.
You've heard the phrase free checking before and found out it wasn't exactly free, right? At Two Rivers Bank and Trust, free checking means just that, free checking. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, even a free thank you gift. They'll buy back unused checks and debit cards up to $10 and refund ATM fees from other financial institutions up to $15 per month. $50 minimum deposit to open. Visit Two Rivers Bank in Iowa City, Coralville, or tworivers.bank to sign up for your truly free checking. My neighborhood, my bank. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
When it comes to performance, the gas pedal gets all the glory. Until, of course, something gets in its way, like the neighbor kid's ball bouncing into the street. That's why AutoZone carries Duralast brake pads and rotors. They're designed to give drivers performance behind that pedal on the left. With brake pads and rotors and a specialty tool from our Lona Tool program, AutoZone is your one stop for better stopping. Because safe is the new fast, and it's time we put the other pedal to the metal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're drafting a quarterback, what are you really looking for? Size, speed, arm strength?
Most experts would agree, it's accuracy. The same is true when you're hiring. You're not looking for attempts, you're looking for completions. You're looking for the right candidate for the job, and you can find them at ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful technology learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Kyle Busch's third straight win has him moving up the charts.
To tie another Hall of Famer certainly means a lot.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. Now that'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Kyle Petty here. My friends at Click and Close, the official mortgage provider of NASCAR, have stepped up this year to support Victory Junction through the Fastest Lap of the Race program on NASCAR Radio. So join our team. Go to clickandclose.com/NASCAR today to donate $43 or more and help us give the gift of camp to children with serious medical conditions. That's clickandclose.com/NASCAR. And just look for the Victory Junction logo. Thanks to Click and Close and NASCAR Radio for their support this season.
Kyle Busch's win at Richmond Saturday night was his third straight this season and the 46th of his career, tying him for 15th on the all-time list with NASCAR Hall of Famer Buck Baker. So, can he make it 4 in a row this weekend?
Pretty cool to win 3 in a row. I mean, that's really special. Certainly, we did that in 15 and almost won 4 in a row. We ran out of gas a half a lap to go, and next week we go to Talladega. So, I think it's easier to win the Powerball than to win at Talladega, but we'll give it a go anyways. We'll see what we get.
Busch does have one win at Talladega, but that came back in 2008 in his first season at Joe Gibbs Racing. There's always more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank than Leo's pet store.
Welcome in and welcome back. Hour number 3 of the program with you on what appears to be a beautiful Monday evening in eastern Iowa. Todd and Alex with you, taking you to the top of the hour. 107.5 FM listeners will join up with the Minnesota Twins broadcast of Twins Yankees from the Bronx. That's on our FM frequency 107.5 tonight. 106.3 and 1600 AM, you'll get Minnesota of a different variety. The Timberwolves taking on the Houston Rockets in the NBA playoffs. That set to come your way on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Busy, busy week around here. The NFL draft is set to kick off on Thursday. We'll be out the door at 6 o'clock that night and bringing you exclusive coverage of an interview with Mel Kuhn Jr., KGYM's own college football draft analyst.
Talk about a guy.
Coming up
in
the bottom
early.
Of the hour. But before we can get there, for those people out there who just do not understand the fascination with painting the Tiger Hawk on the water tower and want, as Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com earlier today referenced, plain old red meat, here now, some of the highlights of Kirk Ferentz's post-spring, don't call it a spring game because it wasn't a game, news conference.
Can you elaborate on Aaron Mannis?
Yeah, he was just, you know, he got injured, I guess it was Wednesday morning. And, you know, feel fairly good about the overall progress of our football team this spring, but that puts a damper on it. We had two knee injuries that are serious, both he and West of Warwick, and those are, you know, kind of temper things a little bit, unfortunately. And Aaron's a great young guy, and, you know, can't seem to catch a break right now, so that's tough, really tough.
Aside from Aaron, how would you assess things at linebacker?
Oh, I think we're making progress, you know. I know Phil mentioned Imani the other day, and I would start there. You know, he's done some really good things. You know, Nick's done a good job outside. Neiman's done a good job. And then I think after that, you know, you've got Jack Hockaday, you've got Welch. Those guys are competing. And Barrington, I know Phil mentioned this. I'm repeating what he said, but it is true. Barrington's one of those guys that just kind of really had a silent year. Nothing bad, but really nothing to make you say, you know, maybe we can use this guy here or there, special teams, et cetera. I think this spring he's certainly in the two deep and deserves to be in the two deep. And I think he's hopefully got a chance, A, to start for a competing job and then also help us on special teams. And if we're going to have a good football team, we need guys like him to step in there and do some things dynamically on special teams.
Are you able to come out of spring with a decent sense of what your offensive line is capable of? Because I know that you guys don't do a lot of live stuff, and you've had bodies in and out of there, and Levi's been out.
Yep.
Do you have any sense? Do you have a good sense for that, or is there anything that can tell you that?
Yeah, that really is. We don't do a lot of live work that is accurate, and but I think that's one position we can evaluate pretty well, you know, in practice.
Yeah.
I've liked the way they've competed both sides of the ball interiorly, and all the linemen. I mean, the ends, tackles on defense, and all five guys offensively. We don't have enough depth right now. I think we're going to we have a chance to have a good line. It's kind of like our football team. I mean, we have a chance, but we're not very deep, and we got a lot of work to do. But I think we've made progress. I think, you know, both the tackles, you know, we have a handful of guys that, you know, you think about, like, Wirst was still throwing shot puts and disc and all that stuff last year at this time. AJ was coming off a redshirt year. You think about Stanley. You think about Easley was trying to figure out, you know, where to go to class, all that stuff last year. A couple of the receivers were in high school. So a lot of those guys are a lot further along. And, you know, I think we're feel better that way. So I think we got a lot of guys on our offensive team in particular that are further along the road, you know, how good we can be and then how much can we develop some depth. We got a lot of questions that way. And, yeah, it's not, we still haven't completed a pass this year in a game. You know, we haven't made a first down, so I mean, we got a lot of work to do that way.
What did you see from the backup quarterbacks during the course of the spring? And was today a good kind of representation of what Peyton did for you guys?
It was fair, yeah. You know, he really was struggling in August when we got going. Like, I mean, really struggling. It was like, whoa. And then what happened when he started struggling was really interesting, sometimes entertaining, except that was entertaining because he was like fourth team at that point. It wouldn't be right now. But he's really progressed too, you know. So I think he's a lot closer to being able to go in a game than he was. And Petrus has kind of surprised us a little bit. You know, he's caught on things a little quicker than you might imagine. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But it's been, you know, those guys have both done some good things.
Now that was the boring stuff from Kirk Ferentz's media availability on Friday after the Hawkeyes concluded the 15th and final spring practice. The final 3 minutes, I thought, were actually the most interesting. The final two questions of the news conference were about, one, painting the Tiger Hawk on the water tower, and two, a question about official visits. And the Hawkeyes did have at least one official visitor at the spring game, scrimmage, practice, whatever you want to call it, on Fling. Friday. And let's play Kirk talking about the Tiger Hawk on the water tower, and then we'll come back and set the final clip up here. So Kirk Ferentz was asked, I said on Twitter that if the first question wasn't about the water tower, I was going to walk out. It wasn't about the water tower, and I did not walk out. So I guess I am not a man of my words. I stayed for the whole thing. But it did come up. So here's Kirk talking about the Tiger Hawk on the water tower.
Kirk, last year you guys had the Tiger Hawk at the 50 on the playing surface. Now you're going to have the Tiger Hawk on the water tower. First of all,
does how about
end,
that?
And all the small little things that people ask you about, and what do you think of this?
So I think it was 1979, right? The birth of the Tiger Hawk, I'm pretty sure. You know, I was telling a couple of people coming in here that it's funny, I was driving in this morning, I was behind a CAM bus, and they had the Capitol symbol, you know, the emblem there. And I was just, I don't know why I was saying about the water tower, because I really haven't thought much about it in my 28 years here. But this morning I was just thinking, like, you know, Tiger Hawk and the Capitol. And the Capitol, I think, is a great emblem also. But I think the Tiger Hawk's a little bit more universally recognized. So anyway, I didn't know what was going on. I swear, I didn't know what was going on the water tower. I think it's great. I think it's great. And the Capitol would have been great, too. And I don't know what else was. Did they vote for this online? Was this one of those polls? But I think it's fantastic. It's great because, I mean, you know, you got a Tiger Hawk anywhere, and people give you the Go Hawks. So I think it's outstanding. Coach Fry will be glad to hear about that, too.
Tiger Hawk on the old Capitol Dome in downtown Iowa City. You laugh now, but there were a number of us who laughed about the Tiger Hawk ever appearing on the water tower. And it's going to come to fruition before Iowa's season opens in September. They've got some work to do there at Kinnick Stadium, by the way, and that was abundantly clear standing on the field Friday night and looking at the north end zone. It is going to be an extremely impressive project when it is completed, but they should cross their fingers and hope for some very good weather now that winter appears to finally be in the rearview mirror, because they've got some catching up to do as they look to close in the north end zone and get that special seating put into place so that the haves can have their beer and their alcohol and everybody else can continue to drink their bottled water and soda.
So we bring up the Tiger Hawk and you just got to throw that at us. I see what you did there.
What?
No, you went right from the Tiger Hawk to the next big thing.
The next
alcohol
big thing. I think
everybody.
That's what people are going
over
to
the age
want.
Of 21.
And they're not going to get it. And Gary Barta has pretty much said as much, because whether you like it or not, it's an incentive to be in those, as they refer to them, premium areas. You get certain amenities that Joe Public doesn't. And one of those amenities is the ability to continue to keep that tailgate buzz going throughout the game responsibly, if you wish. Now, the final question was about official visits. And this is interesting. This is about 2 minutes here. I say about 2 minutes because we're only allowed to run 2 minutes of unedited audio. So this is...
It's not a second over 2 minutes, I promise.
This is exactly 2 minutes. Kirk Ferentz basically lets everybody in the world know his feelings for the NCAA. And just in case you're not clear, I don't think he's a big fan. And he also has yet to get over Drew Ott not getting another year of eligibility, and this is now almost 2 years ago. So the final question of Kirk Ferentz's news conference, and as Kyle noted here, it turns into a little bit of a stand-up comedy routine here as Kirk has a back and forth with some of the reporters in the room. And yes, listen to him hold a grudge with the NCAA over the Drew Ott situation.
Kirk, you had an official visitor today. Is the plan going forward to have more officials this spring, or still kind of a wait and see?
That's probably one more than we had intended a month ago or 2 months ago. So, But I think, you know, we've talked a lot about that and other topics in recruiting. You know, just the biggest thing that's changed in our profession, and especially the last 5 years, is recruiting. So I think we're going to keep a very open mind. We still want to do it in a controlled way. I would prefer that we do it in a way that maximizes manpower, if you will, like a focus on one weekend, maybe two, but not, you know, one guy here, here, and here, and just like wear everybody out, because that could happen real fast. Plus, we get nothing else done when that happens. But we'll keep an open mind. And here's another interesting thing, right? If I understand this correctly, which I've been told about 8 times because I still don't believe it. So we moved up official visits to the spring, right? Everybody's following that one. The count, whatever it is, 56, you get 50. You guys know it better than I do, right? So you're allowed 56. We've never come close. In fact, we got 20 or 18 in the bank right now. That count, that pitch count, you think would start when they start the visits, wouldn't they? Like, you're the recruiting guy, right, Tom? So that's what they do, right? They're going to move the visits up. They move that 56 thing up, and you get to carry them over. No. That still is in August or September, whenever it is. So if you have some from last year, then you can use them this spring. Is that how you guys understood it? You guys follow it? I thought you guys were recruiting Knicks, huh? So anyway, that's how they explained it to me. Only the NCAA could come up with that one. I mean, that makes no sense at all, right? Am I right? Makes no sense. So anyway, there we go. It's kind of like these the 6 years that they've been throwing around. I'm still mad about Drew Ott, okay? Just for the record, I'm still mad about that. I'm for young people, and I'm all for the guys that have gotten 6 years. Drew Ott got the short end of the stick. One of these days, I'll quit talking about that. One of these days, okay?
He got the short end of the stick.
The man holds a grudge. And I think he did too, because, again, the NCAA, no rhyme or reason, handing out sixth years here and there, and
couldn't even give him a fifth.
Yeah. So that was the end of Kirk Ferentz's media availability, and the next time that we're going to hear from the Iowa head coach, I think, is going to be in Chicago at Big Ten Media Day, hopefully. And I say hopefully because you never know how many of us are still going to be here in 3 or 4 months. Who knows? I certainly hope to be, and I certainly hope this would be year number 4, I think, for Chicago and Big Ten Media Day. And I think our listeners have enjoyed and come to expect that we're going to be there and go the extra mile for you. And I don't necessarily do this all that often, but I am going to pat ourselves on our back here. There are a lot of other media outlets that didn't bother to go to Iowa City on Friday, and let alone for a portion. I missed 2/3 of what went on Friday, and that's why it's difficult for me to sit here and make grand pronouncements about this guy looking good and that guy. Look, if I'm not there, I have a really difficult time saying that stuff with a straight face. There are other people in this business that would have no problem doing that. They'll read a secondhand report, tell you this guy looked good, that guy looked good. That's not me. If you're not there, what do you know? So we do try. We try really hard here. And we also try really hard to have a good time. And it's not all serious X's and O's and all of that. I mean, that stuff, in one ear, out the other for me. We're lucky to do what we do here. And I realize that every day. I'm reminded of that every day. And so, what's this job if you can't have a little fun while you're trying to do it? 319-366-1600, the Hertine and Stocker text line. Promised for you moments ago at the end of hour number 2, an update on the KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field. We are taking in a Cubs-White Sox game on Saturday, May 12th. The cost is $150 a person, and the good news here is if you haven't purchased your tickets yet for the bus, there are still tickets remaining. There are less than half a dozen tickets remaining. The bad news, well, that's really the bad news, is there's not a whole lot of space left. So the tickets, again, $150 a person. You want to get locked in right now. When the bus trip is full, it's full. There will be no adding additional buses. 6 tickets remaining, $150 a person. You can get details by going to kgymradio.com. WhiteSoxTickets.com and buy your tickets now if you want to go with us. And who knows, the White Sox, even though they have not been playing very good baseball of late, could look different, very different in three and a half weeks. I mean, we're inside 3 weeks now, right?
We are. And wow. That you just said that there's some good news, some bad news, and I know that it's bad news for people who haven't gotten their tickets yet, but that's all good news to me. I'm glad that people are interested. I'm excited to go to Wrigley Field as a neutral observer.
A good day or a bad day at the ballpark beats a good day at the office, even though it's a Saturday and most people don't have to work on the weekend. So think of it that way. Speaking of things going on here at KGYM, we are bringing back Lunchbox Heroes. The first Lunchbox Heroes visit of the year is Wednesday. And unfortunately, we drew the short stick this week. We're not going out and about, but Scott Unash and Mark Dukes are. And I think they're taking in a group of about 80 workers downtown Cedar Rapids. Lunchbox Heroes, sponsored by Built by Pros. You can get more details about it by visiting our website, KGYMradio.com. The American Building, which is the future site of the United Fire Group in downtown Cedar Rapids, will host the first Lunchbox Heroes. And I'm excited about this. Mantality is going to be along for the ride this year, along with some new sponsors, including Poncheros. And I mentioned Poncheros because that's one of the things that came up in the wake of the painting the water tower on Friday night, was they sell the chips and salsa and the queso at Kinnick Stadium. They have little carts, but people want to buy actual Poncheros burritos at Kinnick Stadium. Probably have a better chance of that happening than being able to get your hands on an ice cold beer anytime soon, at least on the concourse. But that's all, what do you want now that you got the logo on the water tower? 319-366-1600. We can revisit this. Is there anything else that would tickle your fancy if you're an Iowa football fan? I think, and I know they've been working on this for the last couple seasons, but I think they're still lacking a little bit when it comes to wireless coverage, cell coverage. And I think if you took care of that, something that actually affects the game day experience for a lot of people, you'd make folks a lot happier than painting a Tiger Hawk on the water tower. But Iowa's not the only fan base that fixates on or focuses on things that I think are relatively silly for the most part. So you tell me, outside of, again, you got the Tiger Hawk logo on the 50-yard line. The immediate reaction from some people was it was too small. You're going to get the Tiger Hawk logo on the water tower. My gut feeling is once it's painted there, people will say it's too small. What's next? 319-366-1600. What would you like to see Iowa do for its fans to improve the game day experience, and let's just say the overall aesthetics of Kinnick Stadium and the area moving forward? 366-1600. You can use the Hertin and Stocker text line to reach out to us. Hertin and Stocker, located at 101 South Dubuque Street in downtown Iowa City, the city's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. We're on Lunchbox Heroes duty next week, then. That's
yes,
what that
are.
Means. If we're not on this week, then we're on next week, and I don't have details about where we will be, but I can tell you this, we're very much looking forward to it. And again, thank you once again to Built by Pros for being the presenting sponsor, and Mantality on board, Poncheros, Domino's, United Rentals. There's a number of new sponsors this year that are getting in on yet another season of Lunchbox Heroes. 627, we're going to take a quick timeout. He has joined us here in the studio. He's adjusting his tie and making sure that his hair is perfectly in place. He does realize that this is not a simulcast. There is no TV portion. Mel Kuhn Jr., the world-renowned KGYM draft analyst, the NFL draft on tap Friday. Mel Kuhn Jr. joining us in the studio all week long for segments. And tonight, pretty simple one. Mel's going to break down the draft prospects of the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers, who are hoping to hear their names called not just Thursday during day one, but Friday and Saturday as well. So we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a big board for you, and then we'll bring Mel in out of the green room. I believe he's making himself a BLT right now. Hopefully he'll have that finished before the bottom of the hour. Back with more after this.
NFL fans, Mel Kiper Jr. here with some inside information. The time is now to find and secure your NFL tickets for the 2018 season. The official NFL schedule has been released, and your team's tickets are flying out the door. Download the free Vivid Seats app today to easily get your tickets before it's too late. Teams are doing their part. Free agency signings, franchise tags, draft picks. It's time for you to do yours. Impact the game. Download the free Vivid Seats app to secure your tickets to your team today. Vivid Seats, the official ticket partner of ESPN.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Have you been to the Fieldhouse lately? Yeah, the Fieldhouse. You know, the one and only Hawkeye Bar in Cedar Rapids. The sports bar where the food never takes second place. The famous happy hour that everybody loves. That's the one. The Fieldhouse. Bring your buddies for lunch this week. Stop in and grab a table or order online at fieldhouse1stav.com. Give your lunch hour a shot of black and gold pride at the Fieldhouse on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
KGYM with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Local programming returning tomorrow at 3 with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class, coming your way from the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Right now, it's Todd and Alex, along with the third wheel. Kyle, he's got a big board update for you.
Iowa football held its spring game last Friday, and it was a day for news both good and bad. First, we learned that Aaron Menz had suffered an injury and would miss the game, but it trickled out that the injury was a particularly severe one to his knee, likely an ACL, and it's going to be a miracle if he can play come the fall. However, there was also the news that the water tower in the line of sight from Kinnick Stadium will finally be outfitted with Hawkeye logos. It'll feature both the Tiger Hawk that will face southwest and be visible from the stadium, as well as Iowa in block letters facing to the northwest. On the field, the offense and all three quarterbacks looked relatively adequate but largely unremarkable. The defense, though, earned high praise across the board. Safety Imani Hooker had a strong performance, helping to force 2-3 turnovers, holding the offense to just one touchdown. Iowa baseball beat 25th-ranked Minnesota yesterday 5-3 behind seven strong innings from Cole McDonald to snap a 9-game win streak for the Gophers. However, two of those nine had come against the Hawkeyes in the 2 days prior, so Iowa dropped its first Big Ten series in its last eight. The Hawkeyes are now 23-13, 7-6 in the conference, and host Milwaukee on Wednesday. The Colonels also dropped 2-3 in their series with Kane County, making a couple roster moves along the way. Righties Carlos Suniega and Randy Dobnik are now with the club in place of a promoted Calvin Faucher and injured Blaine Enloe. The Colonels begin a series hosting Burlington in just a few minutes. Tonight after the show, we're going to join the Twins and Yankees on the North Gym, and then we'll also have the Rockets and Timberwolves on the South and Main Gyms.
Should be a beautiful night for the Colonels and the Burlington Bees, the Class A affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. They've got their first-round draft pick, the 10th overall pick, Joe Adell, who was headed to Louisville before signing with the Angels. Also, Torrey Hunter Jr., who played wide receiver at Notre Dame and had decided kind of late in the process that he was going to turn his attention to baseball. I think he wanted to play football, but the Angels drafted him, his father, Torrey Hunter, playing both for the Twins and the Angels. And sounds as if Torrey Hunter's in town tonight, along with Mike Quadi and a number of the other Twins roving instructors to take a look at a lot of the talent that the Colonels have on the field. Unfortunately, the Colonels did lose the Midwest League's leading hitter today in Mark Contreras. He was hitting something crazy, like 440. 11 of 25, three doubles and five runs driven in. He was the Twins' ninth round pick last year out of UC Riverside, so a college bat that they're moving up to Fort Myers. And in his place, Gene Carlos Arias joining the Colonels from extended spring training. So that homestand will continue through Thursday night, all 6:35 starts. And then that's already it for the first month of the season. And I know the weather hasn't exactly been cooperating, but the season is flying by. Before you know it, it's going to be the next Z102.9 Mug Club Night, which are Friday home games all throughout the season. I bring up Z102.9 not to mention Mug Club Night, but to remind you that Z102.9 Prom is this weekend, brought to you by Carousel Pre-Owned of Iowa City. You can still get tickets. They are on sale now through the close of business on Wednesday at the following locations: Theater Cedar Rapids, Elevate Salon and Spa, Culver's Garden Center and Greenhouse, and Hertine and Stocker Jewelers in downtown Iowa City. $20 each, cash only. If you buy your tickets in advance, they'll also be available for $25 at the door Saturday night at the DoubleTree by Hilton in downtown Cedar Rapids. If you want more details about an adult night out, the Z102.9 Prom, you can visit our website, kgymradio.com. He's looking at his watch. He's a very busy man this time of year. I know, we are running a little bit long, so we're going to step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, the one, the only, Mel Kuhn Jr. with us in the studio. He is going to break down the draft prospects of the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and Panthers, who are hoping to hear their names called in the draft this week. We're combining the Wheel of Desperation and Mel Kuhn Jr. when we return after this.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $39.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
What's going on, everybody? Molly Karam here, host of ESPN's First Take. Let's be real. You haven't taken your woman on a date in a while. Here's the good news. She'd love to go to the game with you, so do yourself a favor. Download the free Vivid Seats app today and start looking for tickets. Whether it's 2 tickets to your favorite team or tickets to her favorite band, take it from me. She will appreciate it. Got it? Go download the free Vivid Seats app now, select your tickets, and make your ladies' day. Vivid Seats, the official ticket partner of ESPN.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. For more than a year now, theblacktux.com has been my go-to option for looking great at special events and weddings. Whether you're searching for a stylist-selected outfit or building a custom look, the Black Tux has tons of new suits and tuxedos that'll make you stand out for the right reasons. To score $20 off your purchase, it's simple. Visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered.
Mom has her own special place in your heart, and Mother's Day is the perfect time to find the Pandora gifts that celebrate everything she is. At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it could be a bracelet Jared's experts help you create, or a special gift set just for mom, like the Flourishing Hearts gift set, just $99, or melt her heart with the Pandora Love from Mother charm, a Jared exclusive for just $55, while supplies last. Exclusive gifts from Pandora. That's why he went to Jared.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
You got to stop thinking so negative, son.
6:38, welcome in and welcome back. The KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Very busy this week as we turn our attention from spring football. Although it should be noted, UNI is holding its spring football game this Friday night in Cedar Falls at the Uni Dome, so there still is spring football to be discussed. But right now, as we move on from Hawkeye spring football, we turn our attention to the NFL draft. Again, as we've been reminding people, it kicks off. Our coverage does Thursday night, 6 o'clock, ESPN Radio. We'll take you through all 32 picks on the first day of the draft, and then we'll join coverage on Friday in the middle of the second or third round. Usually we only miss it about an hour, and we'll get you all caught up to speed at that point. But this is big for us. We promised you last week that he was going to be here with us. He is the internationally renowned KGYM draft expert, the one and only Mel Kuhn Jr. Mel, I know you're busy this time of year. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us. What have you been occupying yourself with while you've been waiting to come on the air with us?
Todd, it's a pleasure to be here. I love this time of year. I don't get much sleep, maybe an hour and a half a night, because I'm staying up, breaking down film, pounding energy drinks, and I'm ready for Thursday. And I think that a lot of good prospects coming out of Iowa State and UNI this year.
Okay, Mel, I'm going to introduce you to something that we call the Wheel of Desperation. Please don't take any offense to it. I'm going to have you, Price is Right style, give that puppy a whirl, and we'll see where we land. Iowa Broadcasters Association, if you're still listening, this is what we like to call the Wheel of Desperation, and we're doing it with Mel Kuhn Jr. Mel, the first name that we came up with, and this is ironic because the guy who's normally sitting in your chair, my co-host Alex, he's a big fan of the offensive lineman. First name on the wheel is James Daniels.
Todd, let me tell you about James Daniels. 6'3¾", 306 pounds, and arm length is a big key for offensive linemen. 33¾-inch arms. Athleticism, highly intelligent, has positional flexibility. Probably a center at the next level, but I don't see him falling past number 25 in the Tennessee Titans. A kid that as soon as he stepped on campus in Iowa City looked like he was primed for stardom. He's a guy that I think deserves to be a first-round pick.
Only 20 years old. People tend to forget that about James Daniels. Go ahead and give that thing another whirl there. The only UNI player that we had loaded, Darius Fountain, the wide receiver. We've had him on the show, Mel. He seems like a really nice kid. I'm rooting for him.
Todd, you'll be hard-pressed to find a small school guy as good as Darius Fountain, 6'2¼", 210 pounds, does a really good job separating at the line of scrimmage, gets off of man coverage well, not a great route runner, but I think that will develop in time. If you're looking for a value pick early day three, I think he's your guy. Fourth round, Darius Fountain for a team that is looking for a wide receiver later in the draft.
Okay, give me a team here, Mel. Throw a dart.
Let me go with the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, it's the Vikings. We'll revisit this next Monday and give you your props here. See how many more spins we've got in this thing before it comes unhinged and kills us all. Another Hawkeye, Josh Jackson.
Josh Jackson, a little bit of a one-year wonder, but off the charts production as a junior. 8 interceptions. He was a threat to take it to the house every time he got his hands on the ball. Pick number 18. You're looking at the Seattle Seahawks needing a cornerback to replace Richard Sherman. I like Josh Jackson because he can play that Richard Sherman type game. Maybe not a press man guy, but plays zone very well. And a ball hawking cornerback is exactly what Pete Carroll needs in Seattle.
Oh, Seahawks calling your shot, Mel, with Josh Jackson going to the Seahawks. Any concern there? I know you mentioned one-year wonder. Any concern with that?
Of course, there's a little concern, Todd, but this is a guy that I think has a good work ethic, a high motor, and has a lot of potential. And when you're talking about players at the end of the first round, that's all you can ask for. Not a top 10 guy because of that, because what you mentioned right there, but of good value pick late round one.
We pay Mel by the minute here, so this could be a very short segment. The fourth name on the wheel is Iowa State receiver Alan Lazard. Mel, he leaves Ames as one of the most decorated players in Iowa State history.
Highly productive and a guy who had one of the best games of his career in the bowl game, and that's going to stick out to scouts. There was some question about his short range athleticism, but this is a player, late second round, early third, who I think comes off the board a lot earlier than a lot of people think to a team like the Arizona Cardinals, who are looking for a wide receiver and may not get the chance to draft Calvin Ridley in round number one. I'm a big fan of Alan Lazard and think that he has some projectable ability at the next level. May not be that impact number one receiver, maybe more like a 3 or 4, but plenty of value in the fourth.
Mel, before we let you go, I know we are out of time. One of the names we did not get to, a very popular Iowa football player the last couple years, Josie Jewell.
It bothers me that people talk down about Josie Jewell just because he doesn't run a great 40, just because he didn't do a very good short shuttle. But this is a guy with sideline to sideline speed when you turn on the tape. Typical Iowa linebacker, maybe third round, possibly fourth. But he reminds me a lot of a kid that just quit football a couple of years ago, but played one real good year with the San Francisco 49ers, also out of the Big Ten. Chris Borland. Josie Jewell, almost the exact same player, very good value pick, and I don't think I've said the word value enough, so I'm going to say it one more time. I like Josie Jewell going to a team like the Baltimore Ravens.
Mel, we'll let you do whatever it is you do when you're in Cedar Rapids and appearing on the show with us, but tomorrow we would like to have you come back and break down the quarterbacks in the draft. That seems to be what everybody is focusing on this year. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Mel Kuhn Jr., world-renowned draft analyst at KGYM Radio, taking a look at the quarterback talent available in this draft. 6:45, we're going to step aside for the final time tonight. We come back, Kyle will eventually have a big board for you, and we'll run down some of the stories that we didn't necessarily miss from the past weekend. We just haven't had time to touch on them because, well, you know, water tower. Back after this.
Ready?
Bring it on.
Iowa Hawkeyes.
Back in black. That was a softball.
Okay, Minnesota Twins.
Double vision.
Nice. Now give me one.
Pittsburgh Penguins.
Ooh, hockey. How about cold as ice?
Good. Packers?
Easy. Bang the drum.
We rule.
From stats to stacks. Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids. 98.5 Iowa City.
You've heard the phrase free checking before and found out it wasn't exactly free, right? At Two Rivers Bank and Trust, free checking means just that, free checking. No minimum balance, no monthly service charge, even a free thank you gift. They'll buy back unused checks and debit cards up to $10 and refund ATM fees from other financial institutions up to $15 per month. $50 minimum deposit to open. Visit Two Rivers Bank in Iowa City, Coralville, or tworivers.bank to sign up for your truly free checking. My neighborhood, my bank. Member FDIC.
This is Twins first baseman Joe Mauer, the legendary legend of legend. Baseball son of the Twin Cities. Minnesota lore foretold of his greatness, and it couldn't have been more correct. He stands among us today, part myth, part man. All Minnesotan, all-star. Five-time Silver Slugger, three-time Gold Glover, MVP, and one hell of a nice guy. That is Joe Mauer. This is How We Baseball. Get your tickets to see Mauer and the Twins at twinsbaseball.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go.
Ah.
It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Stu Gatz here for the Black Tux. For more than a year now, theblacktux.com has been my go-to option for looking great at special events and weddings. Whether you're searching for a stylist-selected outfit or building a custom look, the Black Tux has tons of new suits and tuxedos that'll make you stand out for the right reasons. To score $20 off your purchase, it's simple. Visit theblacktux.com/Dan. That's theblacktux.com/Dan for $20 off your purchase. The Black Tux, premium rental suits and tuxedos delivered.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
I don't like any more than you, man.
Speaking of not liking things any more than anybody else, Twins fans, if you're with us on 107.5 FM looking to join up with the Twins and the Yankees from Yankee Stadium in New York tonight, bad news, Twins are already down. Worse news, 1500 ESPN out of the Twin Cities reporting that Byron Buxton, who was in the Florida State League on a rehab assignment with the Fort Myers Miracle, has hurt himself again on that rehab assignment. The story on rehab in Florida, recovering from migraine headaches. Buxton was scratched from Wednesday's minor league lineup after he fouled a ball off his left foot. According to multiple reports, Buxton was playing for the Fort Myers Miracle on a rehab assignment, was expected to rejoin the team as early as the current series in New York against the Yankees. That might not happen now because he fouled a ball off his left foot during Sunday's game, per the reports, although x-rays taken were apparently negative. He is hitting just 195 at the moment on the disabled list. Byron Buxton, a notoriously slow starter for the Twins. This is year number 2.5, 3 of folks waiting for him to have that breakout year. A lot of expectations on him. The Twins are ready to make their move in the American League Central after getting to the wild card game last year, coincidentally, where they took on and lost to the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. So a renewal, I won't say of a rivalry, but a renewal of last year's postseason berth for the Twins. So some unfortunate news there. I haven't seen much on Chris Bryant. I don't know whether or not there's been an update on his health status. He was hit in the head by a 96-mile-an-hour fastball in Colorado the other day. But I do know that the Cardinals have an opening in their rotation. Adam Wainwright is going on the disabled list, and they are looking at who they would be bringing up from the minor leagues. Today in Des Moines, the Redbirds, Memphis is in town, I believe taking on the iCubs. Austin Gomber, name to remember for Cardinals fans. He was a Midwest League All-Star a couple years ago with the Peoria Chiefs. Left-handed pitcher, 16 strikeouts today.
I'm starting to hear his name come up a little bit more than I used to.
It tells you all you need to know about the Cardinals and their ability to develop pitching from the likes of Carlos Martinez to guys like Austin Gomber. And there's a reason why I take a look through their system, and Dakota Hudson, who was a first-round draft pick, even guys that aren't around anymore, like Marco Gonzalez, who was traded to the Mariners for Tyler O'Neill, who's currently with the Cardinals. He made his big league debut over the weekend, drove in his first run on a sacrifice fly in a game I was watching. There's just something about their ability to identify and develop pitchers. Whereas if you put an Austin Gomber in another organization, who knows whether or not he gets past double A. His stuff is not that dominant. Tonight it was, or today, this afternoon, against the Iowa Cubs, it certainly was. You go, I believe it was 8 innings, and strike out 16. I mean, that's 2 strikeouts an inning. That is dominant quality stuff there. And I believe he would be on regular rest if he were to take. I have not seen, maybe a definitive announcement has been made about who's going to be taking Wainwright's turn in the rotation. I do know they were discussing him on the broadcast yesterday, going on the disabled list. Doesn't feel as if he's 100% healthy. And in times past, he would have tried to pitch through the pain and the discomfort. Now that he's much older and he in the twilight of his career, he doesn't want to take any chances. So he has talked to the Cardinals and is going on the disabled list. So we'll see Jack Flaherty.
He's the obvious answer.
I think he would be on short rest, though.
That's why he's not going to. The spot in rotation for Wainwright is coming up tomorrow. So they're going to move some things around, and Luke Weaver is going to start tomorrow. But if this is a longer-term thing, there's no question that Jack Flaherty is going to be up and starting in the major leagues, because I think a lot of fans think that he's probably a better option right now than Wainwright is in the rotation, even though Wainwright has done a serviceable job after his first start of the season. So, and you mentioned the young pitching, Todd. They banked on it. They set their sights and said, we are not trading any of these young guys who we project to be starters or dominant relievers. They traded for Marcell Ozuna was a guy by the name of Sandy Alcantara, who was by far down on the list as far as pitching prospects.
He's a reliever.
Right.
He's going to be a reliever long-term with the Marlins.
Still below Jordan Hicks and guys like that. And they're putting all of their trust into those guys, and hopefully for them it pays off. And it looks like it's starting to just a little bit.
No Cardinals, no Cubs tonight. The White Sox are at home on the south side of Chicago taking on the Seattle Mariners. Scott Schebler and the Cincinnati Reds. Just a reminder, Alex, the Cardinals don't get to play the Reds every day. Cincinnati's back at home, trailing 2-0 to Atlanta in the bottom of the fourth inning. And as we mentioned, the Twins and Yankees in progress in the Bronx. New York has tacked on another run. It's now 4-0 in the bottom of the second inning. The other Midwestern teams, including the Royals and the Brewers, also off tonight. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's got your last big board update of the night.
Iowa football held its spring game last Friday, and it was a day for news both good and bad. First, we learned that Aaron Menz had suffered an injury and would miss the game, but it trickled out that the injury was a particularly severe one to his knee, likely an ACL, and it would be a miracle if he can play come the fall. However, there was also the news that the water tower in the line of sight from Kinnick Stadium will finally be outfitted with Hawkeye logos. It'll feature both a Tiger Hawk that will face southwest and be visible from the stadium, as well as an Iowa in block letters facing to the northwest. On the field, the offense and all three quarterbacks looked relatively adequate, but largely unremarkable. The defense, though, earned high praise across the board. Safety Amani Hooker had a strong performance, helping to force 2-3 turnovers, holding the offense to just 1 touchdown. Iowa baseball beat 25th-ranked Minnesota yesterday 5-3, but behind 7 strong innings from Cole McDonald to snap a 9-game win streak for the Gophers. However, 2 of those 9 had come against the Hawkeyes in the 2 days prior, so Iowa dropped its first Big Ten series in its last 8. The Hawkeyes are now 23-13, 7-6 in the conference, and host Milwaukee on Wednesday. The Colonels also dropped 2-3 in their series with Kane County, making a couple roster moves along the way. Righties Carlos Sunyaga and Randy Dobnik are now with the club in place of a promoted Calvin Fotcher and injured Blaine Enloe. The Colonels are starting up a series hosting Burlington tonight, and the Bees lead 3-0 already in the first inning. And then once we hop off the air, we'll join the Yankees and Twins on the North Gym and Rockets and Wolves on the South and Main Gyms.
As we mentioned, 4-0 there in the Bronx, or as I'm referring to it, the home of the Hawks. Since they played a bowl, Kirk Ferentz gets to throw out a first pitch at Yankee Stadium this year because the Hawkeyes won the Pinstripe Bowl and Didn't get a chance to ask him Friday night whether that game has been selected yet or not. I'm looking forward to that. I know Kirk is a huge baseball fan, and I'm sure he's very much looking forward to the honor. I think he did it. No, he didn't do it, lad. This will be the first time that he's done it at Yankee Stadium, so pretty cool for him. Hawkeye spring game is in the rearview mirror. As we mentioned, UNI has its game on Friday. We'll work on getting hooked up with our pal Gary Rima at some point this week to preview the goings-on in Cedar Falls. Lots more NFL draft talk to come this week as well, including a visit tomorrow with world-renowned KGYM draft analyst Mel Kuhn Jr. He's going to be back here in the studio with us, pounding those energy drinks and breaking down the quarterback class. Who would Mel take if he had the number one pick in the draft? You can hear it beginning at 6 o'clock on Thursday. We'll be off a little early. 107.5 FM listeners, we're sending you to the Bronx. Everybody else, you're going to the Twin Cities for T-Wolves Rockets. Join us tomorrow.